You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hello, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for January 10. Is Doctor Who anti-American? Thanks to a tip from a listener, James, I gave a listen to BBC Radio 4's Thinking Aloud podcast from January 5th. Two Doctor Who fans, Oklahoma City University professor Mark DiPaolo and BBC journalist and Big Finish writer Matthew Sweet, had something of a debate over DiPaolo's article in the October 2010 Journal of Popular Culture titled Political Satire and British-American Relations in 5 Decades of Doctor Who. DiPaolo's argument is that Doctor Who has always had a strongly liberal, anti-establishment core right from the beginning. I don't think DiPaolo's necessarily criticizing Doctor Who for that, he's simply pointing it out, and there are arguments both ways about that. Yes, the Doctor is typically impatient with people in authority, and bureaucracies in the military are rarely shown in the best light. On the other hand, when he's not facing down the establishment, he is the establishment, one guy with incredible resources able to go anywhere, enforcing his sense of morality. DiPaolo also points to Russell T. Davies' years running the show as an example of the show's criticism of America. Lady Cassandra, who was from Texas, don't you know? Henry Van Staten, the guy who owned the internet. The Slavine two-parter, which was a none-too-subtle dig at New Labor, but could also be taken as a satirical jab at how the U.S. responded to 9/11 in Iraq. The thuggish American president who was dispatched by the Master in Series 3. And, in End of the World, the real-life president regarded with disproportionately messianic fervor before being temporarily dispatched again by the Master. Then again, the Doctor's had several American allies, including Captain Jack and Perry. Okay, she's American-ish. And the show's made a big-time investment in Utah. If the Doctor wears a Stetson, is that pro-American? If River Song promptly shoots it, is that anti? Personally, I've never seen an anti-American agenda in Doctor Who. Then again, I haven't been particularly looking for one. When you hear about these arguments, you may be tempted to say, people can read whatever they want into these shows, it could go either way, it doesn't matter, how about those ugly Series 5 Daleks? I'd encourage you to fight that urge. Doctor Who's clearly had points of view and messages over the last 50 years, and it does the show credit that academics are willing to delve into them. But more to the point, asking yourself questions about what a show's saying about the world, not just the plot minutiae, is deeply engaging. It teaches you more about yourself as well as the show. I'd like you to try this experiment. Watch A Christmas Carol again. And ask yourself what it says about, say, the permanence of memory, about the rights and responsibilities of the Doctor's power, even about the surrealism of flying fish. Doctor Who is first and foremost family entertainment, but there are layers and depths there, even beyond the intricacies of plotting. Dive in and see what you can find. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord. Well, darn it, that was about 3 minutes of content. For January 10th, you can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can subscribe or please leave a review. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord or on Twitter @numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in just a few days. Promise.